Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans.
We're talking again today with Mrs. Mary Spaulding Balsh, the Director of the Department of State Legislation at the National Right to Life Committee, and we're talking about a subject that is critically important to pro-lifers. Since Roe v. Wade, science has brought us so much information about the unborn child and the life of the child in the womb. We have, through ultrasound images and the new science of neonatology, the area of fetal surgery as well, we have so much knowledge about how we can provide care for the unborn as a second patient when we're talking about a pregnant woman, that we as pro-lifers, understanding the importance of keeping the baby at the center of the debate, now have an opportunity to look at different types of legislation that will do even more to protect unborn life in the womb. So all of our efforts at National Right to Life when we look at legislation is to see how can we be as protective as possible, both for the unborn child and always for the baby's mother, as in the Women's Right to Know bills and parental involvement laws. We look at the whole picture and what can we do with our skills and our power as citizens to change the law to protect innocent life. Now, Mary, when I ask you, what can we do? What would you suggest, given all this new knowledge about fetal pain?
Well, I can tell you that a couple of years ago in the state of Nebraska, that they passed a law that outlawed the killing of unborn children who are capable of feeling pain. And that law resulted in a late abortionist stopping killing those children, and he actually left the state. Last year, four more states joined Nebraska: Idaho, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Alabama. It is illegal to kill unborn children who are capable of feeling pain in five states. Now, this is a very important breakthrough, and it's something that we have to continue to do. We have to pass these laws in state after state where we would say that if the unborn child is capable of feeling pain, at least as early as 20 weeks, if that unborn child is capable of feeling pain, that the state has an interest in protecting that life and that that unborn child should not be able to be subjected to abortion.
I think it's a remarkable piece of legislation because it does something quite significant, which is absolutely critical to us as pro-lifers. It brings the conversation forward in a new way about what's actually at stake when an abortion is performed, what's going on. The same way that the partial birth abortion ban shaped the debate in a new direction, this legislation does as well, wouldn't you agree? I mean, we're looking at it in Virginia, and I know that we're going to introduce it there and hopefully get the conversation going about the fact that babies feel pain when an abortion occurs.
Well, that's the point. What we're saying with this bill is that if an unborn child is capable of feeling pain, then he or she should not be subject to an abortion, that the state has an interest in the protection of that life, and that this is something that the American people can understand, that this is a human being that we're talking about, someone who's capable of feeling pain. We shouldn't be killing that unborn child.
I think that it will help people understand the humanity of the unborn in a very powerful way, because this is someone just like all of us who feels extraordinary pain under these most horrific of circumstances where their life is actually being snuffed out, being taken. And so I think legislation like this has been perhaps a shock to some people that it's out there, but I think it's very powerful. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I know that our opponents don't like it, and they don't like talking about pain. They acknowledge that the unborn child has developed to a point where the baby may be capable of feeling pain, but they refuse to accept the fact that the baby does feel pain. And they don't want to discuss this issue because they know that if the American people realize that the unborn child is capable of feeling pain, that they would join us in passing this type of legislation, this protective legislation, and protecting the lives of those children.
And we agree with her. All of you need to join us. We need to pass this legislation and protect and save innocent human life.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.